we've been speaking on the phone and working out the charts and getting rehearsals together, and it's just going to be an exciting concert. I'm looking forward to it because these guys are, they're great players, and they're doing some amazing arrangements, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. I can't wait to get back to Denver.
Hey, and the Arvada Center Amphitheater is a great location. They have wonderful acoustics, and Tower Power never played there, and to the best of my knowledge, neither has the Temptations, but you'll be there with the Colorado Jazz Orchestra.
Yep, I finally get one up on both of them. Hey,
I have to say again on the air publicly that even before this was to come about on Saturday, you've always been my favorite Tower of Power singer. So, you know, I look forward to seeing
man,
you.
That's very kind. That's very kind. Thank you so much.
Well, you earned that. I just don't say it to be saying it. And you have a very great stage presence, and you know how to interact with the audience, and that means a lot to the audience as it does to a performer, because it's a symbiotic relationship and something we kind of lost during the pandemic, even though concerts were being held via Zoom. It's not the same.
Yeah, not the same, man. We've all tried it, and it just doesn't have that connection, you know, that spiritual connection, that soul connection, that light that we need when we're there with an audience, man, and just those great vibes coming off of them. You know, we try to do the best we can through Zoom, but, you know, life is just not built for us to be isolated like that. So I'm glad that we are starting to do some things outside and some concerts and looking forward to it.
Are you still part of the Temptations tour band?
No, I'm not. I left right before COVID hit. I left, man. I started doing this thing with Marcus Miller and Bob James and David Sanborn called the Double Vision Tour. They did an album about 25 years ago, well, 27 now, where it was Bob James, but it also featured Al Jarreau on that particular record, Double Vision. He did a song, Since I Fell for You, on that record. And those guys never toured together. They put that record together. It was a big, you know, hit. The album was so successful, but they never toured together on that record. And then Al passed away, and they decided to do the tour, Bob and David, because, you know, they decided, hey, man, we never did it. Let's do it. You know, we lost Al, but him, Marcus, David, and Bob decided they wanted to do the tour. And they called me and asked me to do the Al Jarreau's vocals, and I was just floored, man. They wanted me to come and do that, and I was very just honored and just humbled by them asking me to come and just do those songs that Al Jarreau had sang with them. And it was a humbling experience, man, but it was very, very exciting, and I loved it every minute of it, so I'm glad we're still doing it. And other than that, I've just been doing some other things. I just finished the Berks Jazz Festival up in Philadelphia, and I was just up in Winter Park. I did the Winter Park Jazz Festival with Elon Trotman.
Back
in July. So, but I'm looking forward to this concert, man, because there's nothing like playing with a big band. It's just all those horns, you know, big horn guy come from Tower Power, man. You know,
that's the greatest horn section ever.
Yeah, man. I mean, those five horns sound like 20 horns when they're playing up there. And
yes, they do.
Think that's an easy job. It is not an easy job to stand in front of all that sound, that wall of sound, and deliver. You know, because I tell folks all the time, you know, Tower of Power is the horns, the rhythm section, and then the singer, because they just needed words.
There you go. Yeah, but you made those words sound very, very good. Wow, that are some heavy hitters, and we look forward to maybe you doing a recording with them, and who knows, I could see you not too distant future doing a jazz album, doing some standards and maybe even some originals with them or a big horn band as well, because that's what you're going to be doing Saturday at the Arvada Center.
Yeah, you must have a crystal ball, because we, you know, myself and my management has been talking about maybe me doing a jazz record or something like that with a big band. That'd be great. Or an orchestra or some things like that, and, you know, just do a record like that, man, you know. But I've always enjoyed coming to Colorado. I used to come to Colorado in the mid-80s. I used to play a club called Basins Up. Yeah, I had a band called The Business out of Austin, Texas. We used to come up from Austin, Texas, man, and play Basins Up. It was amazing. We used to love it. Down there on Colfax. It was on Colfax downtown.
Right. Wow. On the song list I was given by Art Boughton, the leader of the ensemble, you'll be doing an Al Jarreau song on Saturday night morning.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're doing morning and on the playlist. We're doing morning, and we're doing a song it'll be the first time I perform it live with a big band. It's a song I wrote called Sorry. So
That's your song. Very good.
Yeah. It's a big It's got a horn arrangement and everything. And let me see, Drew Zaremba, man. He's like the band director now with Art, and I knew Drew from Dallas, Texas. We played together a couple of times in Dallas, and now he's in Denver, and I'm looking forward to seeing him, man. And he's doing all these great arrangements, him and some of the other guys in the band. And I just can't wait to get to rehearsal. And it might be a surprise. My wife might be doing some of the background vocals if she can get it together, man. I'm over here like, I'm cracking a whip on it, trying to get it together. We'll see what happens.
Well, hey, treat her, like the old song says, you got to treat her like a lady.
Yeah, Ollie Woodson, baby. Yes, Temptation, Ollie Woodson. That's one of my favorite songs by Temptation. That, and I Wish It Would Rain. That is my all-time favorite, I Wish It Would Rain. So if anybody ever asks you what's Larry Bragg's all-time favorite Temptation song, I Wish It Would Rain. Yeah, I sang that, because I did all the David Ruffin, Dennis Edwards, Ollie Woodson songs. So I got to sing those, the meat of the show. And that song always gave me a little something special, man. I always can, just feel, David's spirit coming in the room when I sang that tune. So it's pretty cool.
You got a couple of Tower of Power songs to sing as well as Temptation songs and Stevie Wonder as well.
Yeah, we're doing some Stevie Wonder stuff. And Earth, Wind, and Fire. So we're going to be, we're running the gamut, man. So.
And, Earth, Wind, and Fire has a strong Denver connection because Philip Bailey is from Denver, and so is Larry Dunn.
Yep, Larry Dunn, Philip Bailey, man. That's Philip's stomping ground, so I got to bring it.
You know you will.
Fan club will be there. Man, hey, Philip, this guy's up there doing your stuff, man. Philip might need maybe Philip might need some help. He can call me.
Yes, he will.
Join him with Earth, Wind, and Fire and do the Maurice stuff with him,
I want to play a song to go out with from the Great American Soul Book that, has many different guests on it as well.
I got to tell you, my favorite song is a song called Me and Mrs. Jones. I'll tell you why. Before he passed away, he put a post up and he said, I never thought anyone would take my greatest work and do it again and do it better. And I was floored. Wow, man. I was like, wow, that's amazing coming from him. So that's like my favorite song on there.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we've got a thing going on and on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong.